Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb, elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
Nou, baie mense droom om op die blou trein te ry. Dit is natuurlik Transnet se ultra luxe trein en dit word ook gesien as een van die luxe treine in die wêreld. Nou, die koste is echter hoog en vir baie mense gaan dit 'n droom bly want dit kos tussen R80.000 en R100.000 vir twee mense vir 'n reis van Pretoria na Kaapstad. En die trein se oorsprong strek terug tot 1923 toe die Union Express tussen Johannesburg en die Kaap begin loop het. Dit het die Hoofveld verbind met die posskepe hier of daar in die Kaap. En as die trein teruggery het, het sy naam verander na The Union Limited. Dis nogal interessante ontwikkeling daai. En hierdie trein het 'n hele paar luksere gehad vir die tyd, onder andere lugversorging en 'n eetwa. Nou vandag is die trein in Transnet se besit, dit is erfenisbate, maar die groep het nou die private sektor gevra om voorstelle te doen oor hoe hulle hierdie diens kan bedryf. Jolisa Kani is op die lyn, sy is die hoof van die besigheidsontwikkelingsafdeling by Transnet. Jolisa, thank you so much for your time. There was, you know, a lot of, I think, people being excited about the announcement that there could be more investment in the blue train, but just give us your sense of the history of the train, especially over the last few decades, and how important it is within the Transnet offering.
Hi, good evening, and thank you for having me. Boy, am I relieved that after all of you that you've just said, you asked me a question in English. I was crossing my fingers. Yeah, no, look, it is indeed exciting times for us. The blue train has a long history. As you have just said, I mean, it's over 100 years old. And, it, you know, when we first dug into the history behind it, the fact that it was connecting people in Johannesburg to the port of Cape Town who needed to go to Europe in particular or the UK, we found that very exciting. And over 100 years later, it's still doing that very same route. The train... Let me start by saying, I mean, we are a freight and logistics company. That is the core of our business. But you'll find that the byproduct of that is obviously these heritage tourism assets and tourism offering. And the Blue Train is one of our best services to date. It's a five-star hotel on wheels. But because the whole purpose behind it when we started the Blue Train, traditionally, it was just to showcase our engineering capabilities. So we ran it like a typical train. A government offering. In other words, the price offering had to be reasonable and accommodate and people and be as accessible as you possibly can because it was it's a government product. But you know, there's a downside to that because the cost of running it is quite it's quite high. You've got labor costs, you've got maintenance costs.
Is it profitable currently?
Costs. No, that's exactly the point I'm making because we're running it as a government business. The intention was never to make money out of it. But, you know, for you to grow and sustain the train, you obviously have to up your game and compete with the likes of the other company whose name I won't mention. But, I mean, since COVID, we've recovered quite nicely. Our performance last year was very good. We exceeded our revenue targets. And I think the most important point to make is that it's such a popular offering, both locally and internationally. It's such a wonderful asset to have. Yeah.
Now, the interest in it, I've researched it online today and it seems to be very highly regarded. But it's very expensive. I don't know if many South Africans could afford it. Is the clientele mostly international?
They do, actually. It is on the high end, but it's still the most reasonable between the two trains that are running in the country, our competitor and ourselves.
Yeah, you're referring to Rovos Rail. Just put the name out there.
You can. That's my competitor. Yes, those guys, they're more expensive than us. And absolutely nothing wrong with that. They've got what they offer. They offer what they offer. We offer what we offer. But we found that, you know, during COVID or after COVID, as we're getting out of COVID, to attract a lot of locals. We the prices were even brought further down, and we saw a lot of interest from South Africans. But I mean, we've gone back to normal, the normal prices. So it's a nice combination between the African market as well as Asia, Europe, and the rest. So it's a nice balance, but in the main, it's international tourists.
Now, you have approached the private sector to submit proposals regarding the Blue Train. What would you like to achieve?
So, I mean, it's a simple one. It's one thing to have an intention of bringing a private sector on board. It's another to understand what the market would respond to or what the market wants. And all we're doing is just soliciting some views to say, if we were to get the private sector, what are the market trends out there? And I go back to the point that I made earlier on, is that we are in freight and logistics. Tourism is not our core, but we understand and appreciate the fact that this is a government railway heritage asset. And it has to be looked after, and has to be looked after very well. So, by going to the market with an RFI is to say, tell us what this thing should look like. What would is a is it a is it a an operating concession? Is it a complete full on concession? We don't know. And again, like I said, what is it that's going on in the tourism sector out there? Those trends, we don't follow them on a daily basis, because that is not our core. So thereafter, we'll look at all the proposals that are coming out of the market, and then we'll go out with a full on proposal to say, right, this is what the market is looking for, and let's then put together a proposal that would be responsive to that.
Jolisa, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Jolisa Kani, en sy is die hoof van die besigheidsontwikkelingsafdeling by Transnet.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.